Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for checking us out for another phenomenal show. Those that are hanging out with us live here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, where we are broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hey, dolls. Hey, gents. For those that are listening in from Blog Talk Radio, from iTunes, from Charvette.com, from Facebook, from YouTube, from Periscope, we say hello. Thank you. Those that are hanging out on the phone lines, we say hello. Thank you so much for joining us for another phenomenal show, because, listen, we're going to get your life together today. Well, at least your fashion life together today. I'm super excited to have hanging out with me in the virtual studio right here from Richmond with me, Anitra Johnson. She is joining us. Listen, she's the CEO and owner of Knee Chic, and she's a certified personal stylist, wardrobe and image consultant, and personal shopper. She's been styling and consulting professionally for several years now. She is in partnership with It Takes Two Dating Service to provide styling services, and she is also the lead stylist for Makeup by Holly Beauty Partners, and she's here to talk to us today. So what we want you to do is go ahead and share the link, tell friends, text them, say, hey, you need to tune in. You need to tune in right now, because we're going to be talking about how and tips and things you should be doing for your photo shoots and for speaking engagements and for special events. We're going to talk about all of that good, juicy stuff right here. So I know you're following me. If not, follow me at facebook.com/Charvette, twitter.com/Charvette, and then certainly just Charvette.com will connect you with all of my social media networks. So let's jump right on in. Coming up to the mic right now, Anitra Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Charvette. Thank you for that warm and enthusiastic welcome. And a thank you to all who have tuned in. I so appreciate it. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be on with you today.
We are excited. We are so excited. You know, it's very interesting, because there was a time when you heard the word stylist, and definitely in the wardrobe and image consulting area, you thought, okay, that's for a celebrity. That's for somebody on TV. That's for people in the movies. But can you talk about how really styling and that kind of image consultant piece has really grown and is now for the everyday person?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as you said, you know, initially you would think it's just a luxury that celebrities or the powerful, you know, could access. But that is just not true now, because, you know, when you think about the everyday person, and especially if they're an entrepreneur, and how they want to brand and market themselves, that's just a form of marketing. When you present your best self, and one way that you can do that is definitely through your clothing, because that is the first thing, one of the first things that people see when they see you. They see your clothing, and they can see if you're put together well or if you may look a little disheveled, and that snap judgment may deter them from, you know, wanting to connect with you on any level. So in order to have that, you know, that's definitely an asset to you and to your business and to your brand.
Oh, that's good, because people are making a determination off of what they see, and they're making a determination really around the value I think you bring to the table. And so we have a lot of listeners that are entrepreneurs, small business owners, so you guys, this conversation is happening, and it's real good right here. So, Anitra, how did you even get into this space? Like, how did this all happen and start for you?
Oh, my gosh, Charvette, I have to tell you, it started when I was an adolescent. So growing up, my sister and I, you know, we were blessed enough to have parents that afforded us, you know, certain luxuries. And one of those luxuries were that, you know, we got to shop for what we liked. We were fortunate enough to, you know, be able to get our hair done like every 2 weeks. So it started from there. Right? Exactly. You know, being of such a young age, and again, to have that privilege and be blessed in that way, it started from there. So from there, I love fashion. You know, I would stay abreast of what, you know, the celebrities were wearing and, you know, what they were talking about. So it started at a young age. And from there, it continued. And yes, just my love of fashion and style just continued. So, you know, a few years ago, as you stated when you introduced me, you know, I've had my business for several years. So I started, and that began, I started to work with a photographer, and you may know her. Her name is Kim Brundage, so I want to give a shout-out to her.
Yeah.
And
shout out to Kim.
She's wonderful. Yes, she's great. And so she had a dream team, and part of that included me. So I was the stylist, personal stylist, and we did branding sessions and photo shoots, and it was just so much fun. It was just a great learning experience, and to work with great people within the Richmond area and beyond. They were great entrepreneurs. They were, you know, in corporate America. So that was just great to have that experience and to work with different personalities and figuring out what exactly they wanted for their brand, for themselves, how they wanted to represent themselves. That just fueled my passion. That fueled my passion, you know, because when I started, I was like, you know, I love this. I love fashion and style, and I know what it can do for you, how it can help you to represent yourself in a better light and propel you. So I was like, I want to help others with that, you know, to fuel them and to push them.
I love it.
You know, and
I love it. And you said Propel, which is the title of my upcoming book that's coming out. Guys, we have the pre-sale starting. Pre-sales will be starting June 24th for my book Propel. So that word just jumped out when you said that to me.
Yes, absolutely. So that, I was just like, if I can help just one person to see their value, you know, and just build their confidence, you know, through their wardrobe, you know, I've done something.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you can't buy confidence. So you've got to do something to conjure it up, if you will. And so for those that are saying, you know what, I'm kind of new to this, what does a personal stylist actually do? What does an image consultant do? Let's answer that question.
Well, with what I do is, initially I like to meet with potential clients, have a consultation, and get to know them and who they are and what their goals are and learn what their expectations are. And then I can work better with them once I know who they are and what their goals are. So once I do that, you know, we come up with a plan, again, with how they want to further propel themselves, once again.
Yeah.
And once we do that, I, you know, assess if, you know, they want to do personal shopping, they want to have an in-home styling session. Now, with the in-home styling session, what I like to do is do a closet cleanse or purge, have you. Because when I work with my clients, I like to figure out their body type. And that's key.
Yeah.
Figuring out your body type so that you can purchase clothing that will just lay on you in the best possible light. and will compliment you in the best possible light. So that's like key for me, figuring out body type. Once we figure that out, then again, we move ahead. And if we do the in-home styling session, I do the purge. And I know it's a lot of anxiety that comes along with the entire process. So I try to put my clients at ease and let them know it's a collaboration. I understand that they have done things a certain way for a while. I get that. So mm-hmm. we'll kind of ease into it. I won't just take everything away. So with that, we figure out the body type and we do the purge, the cleansing of the closet. And, you know, we may donate some of the clothing that don't work best for you. You know, give it to okay. a great cause, you know, and just, you know, go from there. And after that, after we do the purge, we do an in-style session. And with that, I would take the clothes that we have left and show you how great you look in these clothes. And with that, I like wow. to pair them, you know, just maybe a little differently than they paired them previously. And with the consultation, I get a sense of that if the client is open to, you know, just going outside of their comfort zone, you know, or if they want to stay yeah. a little more conservative with it. You know, whichever way is fine. You know, if you like to stay a little more conservative, it's fine. If you want to experiment, that's great. So we do the in-home styling, and they get a chance to see how great they look with different pairings. You know, pairings that they may have never thought to put together.
That's right, so. In their closet already. So that is
exactly.
that is an
exactly.
awesome option list for some of our listeners, because you may be thinking, oh, my goodness, if I hire a personal stylist or wardrobe or image consultant, they're going to make me buy this whole new wardrobe. And so one of your services, you know, this in-home styling, that is not the case. Oh, to the M, to the G, if you just tuned in, hey, you're checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up here with Anitra Johnson, personal stylist, wardrobe, and image consultant. All right, so let's keep going. So that's one part of it. And then what are the other types of things that you do as a stylist or image consultant?
So, again, the personal shopping. You know, if, you know, a client wants to go out and buy a new wardrobe or feels they need new pieces, we do mm-hmm. that. Again, same process, figure
awesome.
Out the body type and what their style is. Sometimes a client does not know what their style is, so we figure that out as well and then go from there. And along with the styling, the clothing aspect of it, I also do accessories, because accessories are vital. I mean, you can take
yeah.
a very basic outfit and then you add a statement necklace or statement earrings, and it's just popping.
Yeah.
To another level, you know. So
awesome. We have a listener comment. A listener comment that says, "That's all to your guest and her knack for style." So thank you, listener. Thank you. I love that. So you have some options, and so how can they connect with you? You know, while they're listening in.
Oh well, they can reach out to me. My email address is neechic neechic 1@gmail.com. And they can follow me on Instagram. It's Anitra_Johnson. I'm also on Facebook. I have a business profile, and that is Anitra Johnson-Nishik.
All right. There you have it. So what we're going to do is take a very quick commercial break, and then when we get back, Anitra, we want to give the listeners some tips for their photo shoots, brand photo shoots, maybe speaking engagements, special events. These are a lot of times things that people will leverage and hire a stylist or an image consultant for these particular things. So we're going to share some nuggets with that. Listeners, don't you move. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
You don't know what.
Knowing your breath can save your life. Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. Brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to all those that are hanging out listening in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Thank you for all of the love and the shout out to those that are listening in. And listen, we are continuing this conversation around helping you get your fashion and your style and all that good stuff together with Anitra Johnson, CEO and owner of NeChic, and she is a certified personal stylist, wardrobe and image consultant. And I am super excited to continue this conversation. And Anitra, I do want to say, before we jump in and give those quick tips, I thought it was just so interesting that you actually have partnered with a dating service, It Takes Two, to provide styling services. So is that what, you know, some of us need that are looking for a boo or whatever? Do we need to get our styling together? Help us out here.
Absolutely. Again, you know, you want to put your best foot forward and look your best. And I cannot think of in a better arena than the dating and love arena. Right? Right, Charvette?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, you definitely want to do that. It's because, again, you know, people make those judgments once they see you. So if you're, you know, thinking about, you know, having a coffee, you know, or a date, you have to think about your presentation for this potential, you know, suitor. You know, you just want to put your best foot forward and to have the right attire. I mean, because it's different, you know. Some clients may just be going out, you know, to have coffee after work.
Right.
So, you know, I can help in that space. So I can have, you know, put you in something that, you know, if you're already at work and then you're transitioning to an evening look, I can pull that look together for you. Or if you have something set up for the weekend, we can go for a weekend look. Again, it's all about what your style is as well and what you feel comfortable in. And we can work around that and make you look your best for your possible suitor.
All right. Listeners, that was a bonus tip. Listen, we didn't even tell you up front we were going to help you with your love life, but that was bonus stuff right there. All right, let's jump into photo shoots. Photo shoots and brand photo shoots. And as an online strategist that provides web design services, coaching, and consulting, I am huge fan and huge proponent for brand photo shoots. My VIP and platinum web design clients get brand photo shoots included in their package. My platform builder group coaching clients all get brand photo shoots included in their package. That is how important that it is. And so when someone's preparing for a photo shoot and a brand photo shoot, what are a few tips you have for them, Anitra?
So again, as you said, you know, it's about your brand, right? You always have to think about your brand. Exactly. So with that, you know, you want to think about your brand colors and incorporate that into your shoot. You also want to think about your ideal client, your target audience, who you're trying to engage, correct? You also
yes.
want to be mindful of color. Now, the best colors for a photo shoot are jewel tones because they're very saturated and they just translate so well on camera and video.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly, you know, emerald green, sapphire blue, they look great on everyone. Now, colors that you may want to avoid, black. I mean, black is very slimming. It's very slimming, but it can cast shadows on your skin, and it may exacerbate, say, if you have dark circles. But, you know,
okay.
if you have a makeup artist, on set, you know, who are professional and very experienced and know, you know, exactly what they're doing, then they know exactly how to make the client look their best.
Yes.
So, you know, you want to have that color that's close to your face, you know, that very saturated color, with, and you can achieve that through those jewel tones. And also, you want to stick with simple fabrics, because if you have shiny fabrics, it's not as flattering under bright lights. So, you know, stick with
okay.
maybe cotton and matte fabrics. And with that, you also want to use the pattern sparingly. So, you know, if you come with, say, plaid or houndstooth or pinstripe, it can be very, it can kind of dance around. And it could maybe, right, make the viewer dizzy, you know, because the pattern looks like it's bouncing and jumping around. So you want to use that kind of sparingly if you have to have pattern. If you decide that you want pattern, maybe use it as a secondary, not like the main event. So if you have, say,
okay, that's good advice.
Right. You have a shirt, you know, you have a blouse, but you have a blazer over top of it. So the blouse is sort of peeking out with some of that pattern. You know, you don't want to distract too much. So it's best to go with those solid colors. Another tip is to keep it modern. Again, you know, you can go with, because if you have some statement pieces, because, you know, you can have trendy pieces. You know, a lot of people like trends. But if you go with a more modern look, a classic look, there won't be a time stamp on your photos or your video.
That's
so,
such a great point. Because
right,
this is an investment,
right?
Right?
It is totally an investment, and you want to use, especially if you're using these images, you know, you have a headshot. And in order for you to just use those for years and years, you just keep it modern and classic.
Yeah.
So, again, you won't have that time
right.
stamp on it. Right.
Awesome. Now, speaking engagements, for those that are speakers, that are authors, and that are doing any kind of speaking, any tips around styling for a speaking engagement?
Again, you know, brand. You always have to think about your brand. And with that, you have to consider, if you're speaking, will you be in front of a podium the entire time? Especially for us females, if we're going to be standing behind a podium, we have to think about comfort as well. So if you're standing behind a podium and if you're speaking for maybe 2+ hours, you want to think about your shoes. So if you're standing that long, you know, if you're standing that long, you know, some people, they want that comfort. And with that, I would suggest a flat, or if you need a heel, I would suggest a kitten heel or a block heel if you're standing for that long. With me personally, I could stand that long and I could have 4-inch heels on, but not everyone could do that.
That's not everybody.
Right.
You know, one thing I I've seen at speaking engagements, in particular if it's like a conference or a seminar and there are bar stools, sometimes I have kind of seen some speakers, you know, have a little bit of challenge in the length of the skirt, you know, getting in and getting up and down from a bar stool on a high stage. Do you have any recommendations or thoughts around that?
Yeah, so that's another point. If you are in that predicament, I would really consider pants. And that
mm-hmm.
way you don't have to worry about, you know, exposing anything or, you know, so you
uh-huh.
have to wear pants. I mean, there are some great power suits now. I mean, power suits are amazing. You look very polished, professional, classy, and you can't go wrong with it.
Cannot
and another thing
go
with that,
wrong.
You cannot go wrong. And another thing, if, you know, you have to consider your audience as well. If you decide to go with a skirt, I would say definitely a longer skirt, maybe a midi skirt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, go with that. And you don't have to worry about maybe it rising a little too far. And also, if you're in certain settings, if you have a skirt, you have to consider those settings. Say if you're in a more conservative setting, you may want to wear pantyhose. You know, some people expect that. You know, say you're, you know, very corporate or somewhere in the deep south where it's more conservative. You know, you want to consider
mm-hmm.
wearing pantyhose. You know, again, you have to know your audience. And if you may have an unsightly scar or something, you know, if you have a skirt on, then that could be an issue. And you don't want to feel self-conscious about anything. You want to be confident and on your game. So if you're not and you
confident
have a doubt.
On your game. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if you have a doubt about the skirt, again, a midi skirt or pants. Again, I cannot speak enough about a power suit. I love a power suit.
Awesome. And then what about special events, you know, award shows or banquets, you know, things of that nature? Any tips, styling tips for special events that we are attending?
So, again, yes, it depends on the event. I love, you know, a great gown and even
mm-hmm.
jumpsuits. There are some great jumpsuits that are very elegant and top-notch. You know, I love a jumpsuit as well.
Okay,
so,
awesome.
You can find great jumpsuits that have capes. So you can make a statement, you know, as well. And again, you can't go wrong with a great gown, or if it's something that's not as formal, a great cocktail dress. Can't go wrong with that either. Cocktail ring to top off the look with some great maybe chandelier earrings. Again, depends on the event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's more formal, yes, a gown is just classic and, you know, a showstopper.
All right. And we want you guys to stop some shows. This
exactly.
is awesome.
I mean, you know, of course,
yeah,
whenever
right
you
ahead.
Go out, sorry, whenever you go out, just, yes, make sure you are on your game because you never know when the next opportunity will present itself, correct?
Absolutely.
So.
And as my favorite quote from H. Jackson Brown Jr. says, opportunity only dances with those already on the dance floor.
Yes.
So Anitra is getting you all together so you can be on the dance floor. Oh, my goodness. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, gosh. Just I am encouraged and motivated by women entrepreneurs, just the women
mm-hmm.
who I come in contact with, the things that they are doing to better themselves and to better others. I'm impressed and I'm hopeful.
Yes.
And I just feel blessed to be a part of that and be in their company and just to see all the great things that they're doing.
Well said. That is motivation enough. That is motivation enough. Well, I am so excited that we had an opportunity just to chat and share a little bit with our listeners. Again, give them your contact information if anyone wants to connect with you for services.
Thank you so much again, Charvette. So any of the listeners who want to connect, please reach out to me at NeeChic, it's NeeChic1 at gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at Anitra_Johnson and on Facebook at AnitraJohnson-NeeChic. I look forward to hearing from you guys.
All right, there you have it, listeners. It is a wrap for today's show. Thank you so much again, Anitra, for being with us and helping our listeners out. And we'll be back next week, so don't worry. We'll be back next week. Go ahead and share this interview, this podcast with your audience and let them in on it. And we're going to be checking you guys out with some more phenomenal shows and awesome guests. Thanks for listening in.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.